길을 걸었지. Yeah. 뭐가 나올지도 모른 채. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 벗어나고파 고민거리들로 붙어. Maybe it'd be better if I faded all too. 솔직히 말해줘, babe. 어떻게 말해야 돼? 너에게 말을 걸때, 너에게 말을 걸때 새하얘지는데. 어질러질해 내 머릿속은 핑돌아. 너도 나와 똑같은지.
You don't know what I've been through. 잊고 싶어 The light in you. 도망가볼까. 모른 척할까.
세상은 너무 무서워. 겁이 많아 집에만 있어. Yeah yeah yeah. 날 도와줘. 거기 누구 없니? 아무라도 내 손 잡아줬으면 해. 괜찮아 괜찮아. 난 미소 짓는 표정과 부들부들 말들로 나를 보호하는 걸. 나를 보호하는 걸. 넌 날 잘 몰라. 나도 날 잘 몰라. Yeah. 상처 줄까봐 난 숨어 있어.
You don't know. I've been through. 잊고 싶어. The light in you.
The light in you, babe.
도망가볼까. 모른 척할까.
나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나나
아직 난널 돌고 변한 건 없지만 사랑의 이름이 없다면 모든 게 변한 거야. 넌 정말로 애. 악이었는데 무서울 정도로 똑같은 하루 속에 딱 너만 안 돼. 솔직히 말해 네가 없던 1년쯤 덤덤했지. 흔히 말하는 미련도 어떤 지난 날 이젠 깜빡. 네 향기 따윈 기억도 하나 잠깐. 근데 어디선가 맡아봤던 향수인데 기억이 어렴풋이 피어나듯 해. 저기 고개를 돌려보내 환하게 웃으며 다가오는 네 옆엔 그 안녕.
어떻게 지내?
나는 뭐 잘 지내. 왠지 터질 듯한 내 심장과는 달리 이 순간 온도는 영하 2, 3, 8.
134340 by BTS. For those of you real fans out there, I suppose, I guess that was kind of hard to listen to me fumble through that. I'm a real fan, I swear. My name is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey guys, what's up? It is officially, and I know I said this last time, but I was wrong. It is officially my last show of the summer. Today is September 8th. It's a Monday. And famously, it is 12:08, the start of my show. We listened to, before that BTS song, we listened to Run by Lee Jin Ah and Gray. Love. Oh, both of these songs released in 2018. That's fun. Yeah. In case you didn't notice, I did start the show right on time. Not to brag. But yeah, speaking of on time, okay, today I had to go to class because famously school has started. And I'm in medieval architecture. Shout out to my medieval architecture girls. The class starts at 10:30, right? And I live in Davis Square, so I'm taking the Davis Square shuttle, right? And I'm like, oh, I've checked the PDF, the official schedule of the Davis shuttle. And it says, okay, the PDF says, I even printed it out. The PDF says that there's a shuttle that leaves from Davis Square at 10:15. And I was like, that's kind of weird because last I recall, the shuttle, Davis shuttle ran on the hour, half hour, and like just leaves kind of 5 minutes after that from Davis. But I was like, well, surely if it's on the PDF, it must be right. It's wrong. Don't believe a PDF. Okay. The Davis shuttle only runs on the hour and the half hour. So guess who was 3 minutes late to class? It was me. Okay. So embarrassing. Second day of class and I'm late. Ridiculous. I wasn't the latest one though, but it was close. It wasn't pleasant. And because the professor speaks really quietly, everyone tried to get there early and sit by the front. Because it's in the crane room. I'm realizing I'm just kind of like fully doxing myself on the radio. That's okay. Class is kind of big. but yeah, so I had to sit in the back, which was definitely not my ideal. Because if you've ever been in a class with me, you know I like to sit right at the front. Because I'm a little bit of a teacher's pet. Okay, but being in the back could not stop me. I still raised my hand and said, ma'am, your microphone is off. I can't hear you. The AC was blasting. I was really feeling the folly of trusting the shuttle. That's my own bad. You'd think after 4 years I'd learn. But yeah, but I also would like to note that if you are familiar with Tufts campus, okay, we know that the football field is at the base of the hill, right? All the way at the bottom, all the way, it's like at the very bottom. Now picture this, you're there, it's 10:27. You're like, I have to get to class. You get up to the crane room, top of that hill. Yeah, 10:33. Yeah, not to brag. I technically stepped in the room, it was still 10:32. 5 minutes. Up, and I had to go up all the steepest inclines, okay? I went up the stairs next to Sogo. I went up the back in between Crafts House. And then I went around the butt of Tisch Library on that crazy ramp. And I will say, I ran up half of it, and then I had to stop because it was too steep. And I was breathing kind of hard because I was booking it. And the person in front of me walking up the ramp turned around to see what the commotion was. So, yeah, that hurt my pride a little bit, okay? Not to say that I'm the fittest person in the room, but I'm just saying, like, you didn't have to turn around. It's a little intense, okay? No backpack, I could have done it. No backpack, I could have ran the whole thing. But, alas, I had my 16-pound MacBook Pro in my backpack and my 32-ounce water bottle with ice in it. So, and what if I made a commotion? And what then? Sorry. Anyway, I have... And I say this every time, and we're going to say it again. Say it with me. I have an exciting show for you today. So I think what I've done, actually, I know what I've done this show is that I tried to take one song from every one of my visitors that I had this summer, from one of my very special guests. So those will be interspersed amongst the playlist. And for our first hour, we're going to get excited. We're going to have fun. And then for our second hour, we're going to slow it down. We're going to settle into fall. We're going to get chill. Because, I mean, and typically I'm one to do it the other way. I'm one to end in an excitable fashion. But that's just not how it, that's not how today is working out. It's not how today is shaking out. It's cloudy outside. And I was reminiscing on my photos that I have saved on my computer yesterday with my friend. And famously, of course, if you didn't know, I studied abroad in London. Sorry, I just like coming back from study abroad. It's just like really so crazy. Anyway, speaking of London, shout out Sammy. So glad you made it there safe. Anyway, I'll more on Sammy later. More on Sammy in London later. But no, I was remembering how cloudy it was in London all the time. And people say that all the time. It's cloudy in London, cloudy in London. Yeah, I got it. What I didn't get is that it's like complete cloud cover, like just all the time. Because here it's like, if you're getting complete cloud cover, it's like one day. And then you're seeing some blue sky the next day. You know, you're working through it. So I'm feeling grateful every time it's cloudy that I can still see the sky. Anyway, on that note... On that note, so I've actually recently got some feedback, some in-person live feedback on my radio show, if you can believe it. Yeah, that's right. The listeners are real, and they're chatting with me, which is exciting. But I recently got some good feedback. It might have gone to my head. I won't deny. But I will say, notably, nowhere in the feedback is that the show is very smooth. and that's just the truth of the matter. You're not getting a smooth show from me. So coming up, we have, I think I'm going to hit him with another pair of two. Another pair of two. Not that the pair could be anything else, I suppose. Another pair of songs. And I'm very excited about these two because I like them a lot. Yeah, in case you couldn't tell. Sorry, excuse me. coming up, we have Hui Hui by Laboum. Laboum? Laboum? Laboum. Laboum. I should probably have looked up the Korean spelling for that. Hui Hui is like the whistle sound, like the whistle onomatopoeia in Korean. And it's off the Miss This Kiss album. And when they say Miss This Kiss in this song, know that I'm belting because it's so catchy. I love it. And after that, we're going to have Tus Ojos, which is by Belanova, which is the song that my dear friend Luce brought with her onto the radio. Shout out to Luce. So yeah, let's get into it. Hui Hui.
I'm gonna get you.
is Genius by Raven Lanay, a song that Sammy brought to us. My dear, dear friend Sammy. I hope you're listening right now and that you're not busy, because I'm about to give you a crazy shout out right now. And I just did. But yeah, Sammy has gone to London and I miss her desperately and dearly. So I'm playing all this music, hoping that she can hear me from abroad because I miss her. And we actually just had a going away party for her. And I met so many new people, so many fun new people. Shout out to those people. And I actually have a few songs from them coming up. It was epic and we had so much fun and I love my friends and wow. Just taking a moment to appreciate my friends right now. anyway, let's just keep going. Let's just get crazy. Let's keep going. And the next set of three I have, and you know what? I'm just going to commit to playing them all together and they're not going to blend well. They're not going to make a lot of sense together. They're not really, it's giving you the full Janie listening experience. I'm sure you're familiar by now hearing me talk, but kind of it's the way I'm going about it is kind of just one thought and then the other and then the other. So really there's kind of just all sorts of blending happening. yeah. So coming up next, I have three songs. The first one is Hang On To Your Love by Sade. My favorite Sade song. It was introduced to me by a friend and I had not heard it before. And but that was a while ago, trust. And now I have the Best of Sade CD. And let me tell you, that CD is so freaking good. It's awesome. It's awesome. And just like a fun detail, on the front of the CD, her eyes are open and on the back, her eyes are closed. I love it. Hang On To Your Love. And then after that, we have Party For You by Charlie XCX. Thoughts? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, me too. And then after that, we have Cloud Nine by EXO. I don't know if you guys saw. I'm going to assume that you didn't. But EXO is planning a comeback. Dude, EXO is planning a comeback. And I'm whispering it to you because this is serious. EXO is planning a comeback. And it's looking serious. And I'm really excited. It's going to be really great. I'm really freaking excited for that. And Cloud Nine is specifically a song that was mentioned to be my grace at Sammy's going away party. And I'd just like to serve up this deep cut for her. Shout out to the fans. So let's get into it. Hang On To Your Love by Sade.
We'll be right back. hoping you would come through. It's true, it's true. Only do this party for you. I only do this party for you. For you, for you. I'm about to party on you. Watch me party on you, yeah. 1,000 pink balloons. DJ with your favorite tunes. Birthday cake in August, but you were born 19th of June. Champagne pouring in your mouth. Caught your friends from out of town. Got the party bag with the purple bills, and I'm waiting for you by the window, yeah. Caught your digits with the phone can't ring it. I know what you were thinking. Nah, 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 1,000 pink balloons. Dance along to your favorite tunes. Hope you walk in the party, cause I'll do the party just for you. Like, whoa, whoa. I only do this party for you. Only do this party for you. For you, for you. I was hoping you would come through. I was hoping you would come through. It's true, it's true. Only do this party for you. I only do this party for you.
Got me flying out.
Nope, nope,
flying out.
Girl, you got me
flying out.
Nope, 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 flying
out. 이곳은 어딘지 꿈꾸던 곳. 내가 내뱉는 숨이 흰 구름이 되고 너의 해맑은 눈빛이 하늘이 되고 끝없이 펼쳐진 파란 꿈결을 fly. 서로를 모른 서러운 모든 지나간 시간들은 잊고서 너무 큰 행운
got me
flying, flying,
nope, nope, nope,
flying, flying,
girl, you
got me flying,
어떻게 넌 나를 여기 데려왔니,
girl, you got me flying,
하늘 가장 높은 구름이
몽롱한 현실 모두 꿈인 걸까, 이 떨떠한 느낌 넌 알고 있을까,
내일 아침에 꿈에서 깨어나고 나면 나 영원히 나는 법을 잊은 건 아닐까,
꼬리에 꼬리 끝없는 고민 해답을 내게서는 찾았어, 어둠을 끌은 방법 부른 두려움 따위 모두 사라져, 너무 큰 heaven 너라는 heaven 영원토록 머물러 있고 싶어, 다시 또 다시 한 번만 다시
날 사랑한다 말해줘,
girl you got me,
girl you got me, 난 세상 위를
got me flying,
높이 높이 높이
flying, flying,
got you got me flying, 높이 높이
flying,
got you got me
flying, flying,
높이 높이 높이
flying, flying,
널 품에 안으면 천국이 너가 드나 그것이 높은 곳 그곳에
Cloud 9 by EXO. And just for reference, I am now standing up because that was banger. Your Honor, can I have Millie Rock in this court? Too late. Already did it. So, okay, so that was Cloud 9 by EXO. And before that was Party for You by Charlie XCX. And before that was Hang On to Your Love if you're just joining us. I don't know how excited you are, but I just got really hype. So we are moving on into a set of really three really exciting songs. And before we do that, I have something even more exciting for you. And that would be our fresh fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricot. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. I don't know how true that is. Okay. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I just thought, given the start of the semester of it all, we could use a little reminder. It's okay to buy fresh fruit. It's encouraged to buy fresh fruit. Now that there's an H Martin Davis Square, I do believe that no Tufts students should really not be eating fresh fruit. Unfortunately, I think the mango season is over, which is devastating news. I might be the main culprit for all the mangoes in America disappearing, That's just kind of the truth of the matter. What happens between me and my mangoes is personal, so don't ask. And yeah, so that was our PSA, and I believe very strongly in fresh fruit. However, I won't lie, I will admit there was a time my freshman year of college where I was not scared of buying fruit, but I just like wouldn't, because I grew up with my madre and my grandfather, immediately stopping that, my grandfather, who have kind of what can only be described as like the touch of an archaic wizard, so good at picking fruits and vegetables. So the first time I had like an unripe melon, I was like, what is this? This is not the way it's supposed to be. Like watching people pull up to school and their school lunches with like five grapes, I was like, yo, what is that? Pulling up with a quart of blueberries, like jumbo GMO blueberries to school, like, what is that? What do you have there? So when I first got to school and realized not all fruits are like that and you have to like pick them specifically, very scary realization for me. Very scary realization for me. But I'm coming around to it. Okay. Hot tip for mangoes specifically, because as we mentioned, I do have a torrid affair with mangoes. For the big ones, which are my favorite, what you should be looking for, okay, is an even green, yellow, red distribution. And then the stem part, like that little like belly button at the stem, if it's like leaking some sap, that's a great sign. And it should also have like a floral scent, like right at that, the belly button. If it doesn't smell like anything, it's not ripe and it's not going to be yummy. But if it smells good and it is leaking a little bit of sap, you could eat, it's not going to be perfectly ripe, but you could eat it right then and it's going to be delicious. I personally also really like unripe mango, because it's kind of like if mango was a vegetable. I don't know. I love it. It's like a little tartar. It's like a little, you know, it's got a little more chew to it. Hey, call me crazy. Hey, call me crazy. You know, it's just the truth. Speaking of the truth, I was thinking of signing up for, okay, that was an awful transition because that has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. But I was thinking of signing up to volunteer for training the noobs here at WinFo. Not that I really know too much, but I don't know. I just thought, like, should I share? Should I share my knowledge that I don't have? Like, I don't know. And then I thought back to who trained me for WinFo, and I did think they were, like, the coolest person in the whole world. So I think maybe I'll do it. To really preserve my BMOC, big man on campus status. I think that'll be huge for me. And yeah, I don't know. Because I think the one qualm I have with WinFo, if I have any, and there's none. This is just, it's like 0.5 of a qualm, is that you don't really get to meet people through WinFo because everyone's doing their own radio thing. So I feel like training would be a good way to meet people. And again, solidify my cool person status. Not that that's the main reason I do anything. I'm just saying it might be a good plus. And you know what? On that note, let's get into the music, shall we? I'm gonna hit them with just kind of another set of three that I think will be really fun. And if you know anything about me, the song is gonna start playing, and you're gonna be like, "Wow, Janie, this is what a Janie pick." You know, that's what you're gonna be like. I literally guarantee it. So coming up next, we have Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna. And you know what? I'm going to leave the other two as a surprise for you. It's going to be fun. Let's do it together. Okay, Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna.
Get my body moving, shake the stress away. I wasn't looking for no. please don't stop the music. Music, 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 music.
Turn up the music, let's get out on the floor. I like to move it, come and give me some more. Watch me get physical, out of control. There's people watching me, I never miss a beat. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. I'll try, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Pump it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose. Body's aching, system overload. Temperatures rising, I'm about to explode. Watch me, I'm intoxicated, digging the show. It's got me hypnotized, everybody step aside. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. That's right, keep it tight, cause it's pulling you in. Wrap it up, you can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose.
Feels like an overdose.
Is heating up. Move on and accelerate, push it to the top. Come on and evacuate, feel the club is heating up. Move on and accelerate, you don't have to be afraid.
Now guess who's back on a brand new track that got everybody in the club going mad. So everybody in the back, get your back up off the wall and just shake that thing. Go crazy, yo lady, yo baby, let me see you wreck that thing. And drop it down low, low, let me see you take it to the dance floor, yo.
Everybody in the club.
Evacuate the dance floor. I'm infected by the sound.
that was Never Got to Hold You, the bonus track off of Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. And if you're just tuning in, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. And I am Janie. And I've had a Carly Rae Jepsen summer, I would say. I would say my summer has been boldly defined by Emotion Deluxe Expanded Edition, and Spring Came Rain Fell by Club 8. I would say those are my two albums of the summer, firmly. I can only describe as deeply coveting a CD of Emotion Deluxe Expanded Edition. I'm like truly, it's like against the Ten Commandments the way I'm wanting this CD. It's serious. I got that Club 8 CD for my listeners who have been listening. I did get that Club 8 CD and I have been freaking loving it. It's been awesome. And there's four bonus tracks. That's right. Four. Count them. Four. It's a 17 track CD. Yeah. Crazy. I'm loving it. And I've sat down now. I was standing and it was something fun and new, but not my favorite. And now I'm sitting. And, you know, we got really excited with those tracks, I won't lie. I did put on a show for Ops. If you ever go back and watch this security camera footage, please look the other way. Because I was having a good time, and that's not a crime. I did get a little jiggy with it. Sorry. And you know what? No, I take back that apology. I'm not sorry. I'm not. Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna is my favorite Rihanna song, and that's just the truth of the matter. I know that might be controversial. I don't know if it is. I personally don't feel that it is, but I understand that people have other opinions that are different from mine. Surprisingly. yeah, so we are at the top of our second hour. Well, kind of. We're 30 seconds away from the top of our second hour. There's this big clock that's just kind of like glowing red numbers at me that's telling me we have some time. But as promised, We're hitting them with a chiller second hour. And I know you might be like, Janie, you just got me all hyped up for what if you're just going to be chilling? Well, sometimes one changes their mind.